Hey everybody, welcome back to Steve's NRL Footy Tips. I am your host, Stephen Westway, and you might be thinking, well, what are you doing, Steve? It's December, why are you recording? Well, this is a little bit of an off-season edition of the show. I've just, you know, found myself compelled by this West Tigers saga that we've had over the past week. The entire board sacked, and the announcement today, well, the official announcement pending, but the news that has broken that Jerome Luai has signed with the West Tigers on a 5-year deal for $1.2 million a year. I thought, well, I am a podcaster. I've got an NRL podcast, and I'm interested in this news, so why not address it? But, it's safe to say that it's massive news for the future of this West Tigers organization. And I hope everybody out there is enjoying their off-season. These episodes aren't, unless there's a response out there, they're not going to be things that I'm recording every week. But, you know, I thought I'd touch on this news. And, you know, there's been a lot of off-season movement, but obviously the saga at the Tigers is the big one at the moment. It's the 16th of December. We're 9 days away from Christmas. So before I just jump into my thoughts for this news quickly, I just want to remind you guys that there's not an official date yet for the start of the podcast next year, but I'll be back probably late January, if I had to put a time frame on it to predict where every team, all 17 teams, are going to finish in 2024. Obviously, there's going to be a huge build-up to the start of the season, considering the season opener's going to be in Las Vegas for a doubleheader between the Rabbitohs and Manly, as well as the Broncos versus the Roosters. So it's an exciting time in football, no doubt about it. And I know that Tom Dearden and Adam Fanua-Blake and a host of other big names also on the market for 2025, so it's going to be a little bit of a merry-go-round, I feel, in the next few months to see which player and which club lands which player and all these big-name players for 2025. But in terms of the West Tigers, yes, they sacked their entire board, and if you guys have followed the podcast this year, you know I've been critical of both the West Tigers and the Dragons organization and their last few years running the place. For the West Tigers, it really goes back to 2011. They have not played finals football since 2011, since Benji Marshall was still in his first run at the club. Now he is the head coach. Obviously, Tim Sheens kind of guided him into this role there for a season, but it ultimately didn't work out, and Benji started a little bit early at the back end of this year. But yeah, it's a move, you know, Lee and Justin Pascoe both got shown the door, in particular with almost the entirety of the rest of the board. And it's safe to say those decisions have been a long time coming. I think that when a club has had this little success for the last 12 years, the best case is that you blow it up, you start all over again. You get new faces in the club when you've got a history of failure to change that into a history of success. It's almost impossible when you've got the same problem people running your organization. So, you know, it's not a knock on any of those guys, but it was clear, you know, 5 years ago, and it's even more clear now that the Tigers need to go in a new direction if they're going to be successful. You look at the coaches they've gone through, the likes of Michael Maguire, Jason Taylor, Ivan Cleary over the last 10 years, young promising coaches like Brett Camorley, the return of Tim Sheens. They've gone through all these coaches and they haven't played finals football yet. There's been some poor recruitment decisions through, you know, letting some of the promising young players like Mitchell Moses and James Tedesco leave the club in the past. And, you know, all the players they could have signed, but the club wasn't attractive enough to get them. So, yeah, I really think this could be the start of something special for the West Tigers. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a while. But if you get a fresh new board in, you really back Benji Marshall, then I can see success in the future for the West Tigers. Maybe not, you know, the next year or two, but I think that they can really build to long-term success. The other problems in the club have also been, obviously, the fans, the members have been dissatisfied with the performances on field, no doubt about it. But, you know, the prices to games has been controversial. The fan days, the Tiger Town documentary. It's been a mess there at the West Tigers. And, you know, you've still got that old merger history as well between Balmain and West. And the fact that I believe that the Western Suburbs are paying for, you know, majority of the club's operations. And they're more West than they are Balmain these days. But, you know, I think if you put that all behind you, concentrate in the future, fresh new look, some experienced football heads in there, like Shane Richardson, who's, you know, going to be the interim CEO. I think that, you know, you can get the right people here to have long-term success at the club. And it gets no bigger than the signing that has come out today. The news that Jerome Luai has potentially signed, well, he has signed a five-year deal for $1.2 million a year, $6 million overall, you know, to lead this club into the future starting in 2025. There is a 10-day cooling off period because of the, you know, the new NRL rules. So Penrith have a little bit of a chance to try to keep him, but it looks like his mind is made up. You know, he's won three premierships back-to-back-to-back now, Jerome Luai, played in four. There's the argument that you could stay with Penrith for less and, you know, potentially become the most successful football club of all time, you know, with Cleary and with Dylan Edwards and with the like there. But at the end of the day, he's looking out for his family. I don't know how you can fault a man for that. You know, I've been critical of Jerome Luai on the field and his on-field actions and performances in the past. But in terms of Jerome Luai, this is a terrific deal. You're not going to get better security than that. He's set for the rest of his football career. And, you know, with $1.2 million a year coming in, the fact that he's so young, if he, you know, saves right, then he could be, you know, set, you know, for the next 20 years based on this West Tigers deal. So you can't fault him for that. In terms of a contract from the Tigers' perspective, well, they needed a big fish. They needed someone that, you know, says that we're in a new era and we can start attracting these quality players. And Jerome Luai is definitely that. Whether you love him, you hate him, whether you're a fan of his on-field stuff or you're not, like I am, there's no doubt that Jerome Luai changes the whole landscape of the club. Benji Marshall's got a lead half. He can organize play after this year. Obviously, Jerome's more known for his running game and, you know, I guess that ablative football that's seen him have so much success down the left-hand side for Penrith. He's going to have to change his game up a little bit. And he's on the money that there should be no excuses that he should be able to direct. Nathan Cleary has missed some time for Penrith in the past. And, you know, the Panthers have had a pretty good record. Whether he can organise and control a football team out there, you know, more akin to a number seven role, it remains to be seen. But I think that he does have that organisation skill in him. Him and Appy Corrissier, no doubt Luai and Corrissier are going to have to be the leaders of this organisation. They've got a strong forward pack around them with some veterans like Clemmer and John Bateman, Isaiah Papali'i around them. So if they can keep this core group of players together with some young players that have plenty of potential as well, like Jareem Buller, then I don't see why in a few years the West Tigers can't get success. And when Jerome Luai gets there in 2025, I don't see a reason why they shouldn't be able to get immediate success. But obviously that's a long way out. I think it's a great signing for the Tigers. I think it's a great signing for Jerome Luai personally. And I think that this board, you know, getting the sack, getting into a new era for the football club, it's only good things for the West Tigers. But what do you guys think? Do you think that, you know, long term, this is a good move for the Tigers? Do you think it's very reactive? Do you think they, you know, saw that Luai was the latest big name player in the market and they had to jump at him because they just wanted to attach themselves to anything they could? Let me know on the Facebook page. You know, subscribe to the podcast, do all those good things. Let me know if you guys enjoyed this off-season edition, this quick edition of Steve's NRL Footy Tips, if you want to see more before next season starts. And if you do, what do you want me to talk about? It was good to talk to you. I hope everybody enjoys their Christmas out there. I want to thank everybody for their contributions to the podcast in 2023. Everybody that was a guest on the show, all the listeners that, you know, have been loyal for many years now, and all the new subscribers as well. Thank you very much for supporting the podcast. I love what I do, and I'll see you in 2024. Who knows? There's a chance I might see you before the season previews if I've got anything else that I really want to touch on before the start of next year. All right. Enjoy your Christmas, guys. Have a safe and happy new year, and I'll see you in 2024 on Steve's NRL Footy Tips.